Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Showtime! How y'all feel? T-T-Fanta! Multi-hostile! Highly motivated, motivated, motivated! Ah!
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis. On Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you rolling as we get going on a Wednesday edition, midweek edition, Sports Daily, 16th day of September, Game 7 to talk about last night. From the Hoot of Thunkit files, probably, but we'll get to that, obviously. Plenty of things rolling along on a Wednesday to get us going. There's Shane Dennis on the other side of the aisle. How's your Wednesday starting off, Parts?
Plenty busy, sounds like. Big Ten is going to make an announcement, make it official anyway, within the next 12 minutes or so. Like, there's going to be a press conference to officially announce that Big Ten football is back. Major League Baseball actually had a vote on a postseason bubble. That's going to happen. Clippers aren't going to happen. The Celtics didn't happen because Bam Adebayo had a really, really cool block shot at the rim.
Boy, did he?
Jason Tatum.
That was awesome.
Man, it was, wow. There was a lot going on last night. Plus, we had we got the State Farm picks are back again this year. So we will, after our little tune-up on Friday, we'll welcome Todd Benway and the State Farm guys back. Starting on Friday, we got Brian Haney today at the top of second hour like we normally do. Ryan McGee tomorrow from ESPN. So all kinds of stuff happening. We just kind of have to sift through these things one at a time, and that's a good thing. And I suppose this is 2020 sports problems because we've got a lot of stuff all going on at once, and it's only going to intensify from here with the U.S. Open is this weekend. Kind of forgot about that. The Masters will be in the fall, too, going up against baseball and football and college football. So I guess trying to figure out where to start here.
My question is, it is very simply, how much does the NBA move the needle, gang? I mean, in various parts of the country, it moves it a ton. But how much does it move it in Wichita, Kansas? Because you had the beginning of the Eastern Finals on last night, and it was a hellacious game with a tremendous finish. And the Miami Heat are an emerging – they've already emerged, obviously. But, I mean, we're talking about the Miami Heat, really? Is that what we're talking about, potentially, as a final? Eric Spoelstra reimagined? It's pretty amazing stuff. Now, they got plenty of heavy lifting still to do, but pretty amazing. And then you have the Denver Nuggets against all odds for the second straight series, doing something that no team has ever done, won six straight elimination games in a playoff. And it's taken a while, but if you've listened to this show in each of, what, Shane, I'm not going to pat myself on the back, but in each of the last 2 years, Now, I was dead wrong about the softness of this team, and I have since given my mea culpas for that. I was wrong about that. One thing I wasn't wrong about was the emerging stardom, superstardom, of Nikola Jokic. So where are we with Nikola Jokic right now?
Well, he had a triple-double by the early third quarter. That's what I know. seemed like he grabbed every rebound.
He plays unlike any other player in the league.
Yeah, yeah. He's
from his position.
He's a bigger Luka. And he punked the Clippers, and the Nuggets needed him the most.
Yeah.
That's my bottom line with Jokic.
Three straight games, he was just he was the best player on the floor. He had challenge last night from his own guy, Jamal Murray. And you and I talked about this very firmly. Whatever duo was going to rise up was going to be the team that was going to win. And that duo of Jokic and Murray rose up. So here we are now, Lakers, Nuggets. Wow.
Yeah, Lakers still own Los Angeles, apparently, at least for a while longer, and the Clippers blew it again. So
it goes.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're dealing with here. So,
all right. Well, so anyway, let's take this into stock. If you want to get with us, 869-1240. I think the NBA has delivered on so many different levels. It's pretty remarkable. So if you want to weigh in on what you saw last night with Miami and Boston, and or whether even let's just start with this question out there. How entertaining are these two matchups, and does it do anything for you? Are you okay with Miami-Boston in the East? Are you okay with Los Angeles and Denver in the West? Were you holding out for? Did you see the rant from Stephen A. on the Clippers, and you better not lose Game 7 because the Clippers and the Lakers preordained, blah, 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 all of this stuff. So is that the motivating factor? Or has it just kind of gone by the wayside for you? I love Game 7s. It doesn't make any difference. It could be hurling. It doesn't make any difference to me. When there is something hanging on the line, I love it. And is the win last night for Denver more of an affirmation for them or a condemnation of the Clippers? Affirmation, condemnation, a little bit of both. Is it a coming of age for the Nuggets? Is it a, you know, the default now for the Clippers, and it started very quickly last night, and I love Doc. I love me some Doc Rivers. But the default now for the Clippers is, well, this is our first year together.
Right.
I heard Paul George knock it out. It was kind of a recurring theme last night. And that's fine, because maybe you do believe that this was more about the failure of the Clippers than the accomplishment of the Nuggets. I guess it doesn't really make much difference, because it's Game 1 Lakers-Nuggets on Friday night.
Jamal Murray was a little tweaked that they didn't have a little more respect on their name. Got a little sound from him. Let's see how that sounds about disrespecting.
We've been showing it. I don't know how else to say it. We've been showing it. And you got Shaq, you got Charles, you got, I think Zach Lowe's his name, I don't even know. Stephen A., all y'all, better start giving this team some damn respect. We're putting the work, and we got a resilient team, and, you know, we shouldn't have been down 3-1, but to come back from 3-1 against the Clippers, it was a big achievement. So it's fun just to, you know, change that narrative. Y'all can finally start changing the narrative. It's a better light.
He's not wrong.
Okay. Well, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong. And
But Shane, here's the thing. This team has not been this all season long. It just hasn't. They haven't shown this kind of toughness or resiliency. They just have not. Yeah. They put together, they plodded along and still won a bunch of games, but not they never gave you anything that looked like it was going to be championship worthy. You just didn't see it. Now, the thing that changes the narrative in this situation is COVID. So you take, so you're off for 3 months or however long it was. You're off, and then you come back. The Nuggets came back horribly in the bubble, by the way. Horribly. Now, they had guys injured and guys out, but they handled the rebooting into the bubble as kind of a preseason instead of the end of the regular season. And let's not – and they couldn't have looked any worse in two games getting back – getting down 3-1 against the Jazz, and they didn't look very darn good either early on against the Clippers. So I get the give us some damn respect card now, but it might be based more on the three straight that you beat against, that you won against the Jazz, and then allow, and then getting yourself into the same situation with the Clippers and getting it. So what are we giving them the respect for? The respect is for the comeback. But I don't know if that makes does it change your view on who the favorite is Friday when they start up with the Lakers?
Probably not.
Here's
what it is to me. And once you get in the playoffs, it's about being hot, and I get that. But it's not quite like hockey, where if you get a goalie standing on his head, you can beat anybody.
Sure.
I think you eventually find your level, but maybe the Nuggets are just finding theirs in a good way.
I guess.
You can peak at the right time, I suppose. There's no law against it.
Yeah, right. But, no, that's what you hope for.
Right.
That's what you hope for. Well, I mean, as long as if the two stars continue to produce, they're a capable team. They played three very close games against the Lakers this year. Beat them once, I think, as I remember. I don't have it right in front of me. But I know the three games that they played were pretty close games. Now, this is a different thing. This is LeBron at money time.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly would think that the 1-2 punch star power for the Lakers is probably more accomplished than the 1-2 star punch for the Clippers. So, again, you're taking another step up in terms of and not to mention the size that the Lakers bring, which is going to be a different challenge for Nikola Jokic. But be that as it may, you can't win the West if you're not in it, and they're in it. So there you go. Good story. Grabbed the national spotlight last night on a night when it wasn't challenged by much of anything else. And good for them. They deserved that moment. They really did. They earned it.
And that Heat-Celtics game, as it turned out, down to the wire. Celtics led by 12 at the end of three, and the Heat didn't give up. And that Bam Adebayo block at the rim was one for the ages. Magic said it was one of the best defensive plays he's ever seen in the playoffs. I don't know about that, but it's still pretty good.
Well, it was one of the best. It took my breath away.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that. I mean, my reaction was holy. I mean, well, yeah.
Yeah.
It was excited to see a play like that at the end of a game. It was great stuff. So, again, defense in the NBA, there's a lot of it played in the playoffs.
Yep.
A lot of defense played in the playoffs. And if you're one of the people that fall back into the lazy cliche of nobody plays defense in the NBA, you haven't watched, period. Everybody's defending at this point. Everybody. And it makes the games better. Love it.
Well,
a lot of fun.
What'd the Clips get, like 33 points in the second half last night or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Right. After 35 in game six. Now, they were defending. So, anyway, and I know that it's fun to think of having, you know, Giannis and the Celtics, or I mean, it's nice sometimes for people to have headliners to watch for a final.
So
the fact of the matter is, does Miami rise to the level of curiosity for sports fans who maybe don't watch the NBA on a normal basis? The Celtics are certainly one of those teams. The Nuggets are a team that nobody knows really a lot about unless you pay attention to this league. Everybody knows about the Lakers. So you've got some interesting possible combinations here. And we'll just have to wait and see how it plays out. You have the possibility of the Lakers and the Celtics.
Yeah.
But you also have the possibility of the Nuggets and the Heat. I mean, think about that potentially as a final. Miami and Denver? It might be perfect for 2020. It's kind of the scenario that we painted for baseball with the Padres and the White Sox.
Yep.
So.
That would be very 2020.
It would be 2020 to a T. But pretty entertaining stuff. And I thought both games were befitting of playoff basketball. Great finish in one. And an almost astounding second half in another, that you could almost feel the national pundits starting to squirm or to load both barrels for the Clippers and the inevitable fallout that ensued, or to backtrack on the severity and the confidence of their predictions. But I'm going to admit it, I was in that same boat. So, and that was having seen the Nuggets on a nightly basis all season long.
Well, so, Murray and Jokic showed out.
Oh, they did. Absolutely showed out. We'll set the show for you here, courtesy of Side Pockets. It's all coming up. It includes, but is not limited to, the Big Ten restarting their football season, albeit in another month. How does this work timing-wise? Yeah, well, we'll figure it out. You hear nary a whimper from the Pac-12 and the possibility of them also resuming. The difference, very simply, the passion from the Big Ten compared to the Pac-12. We'll get into it, all courtesy of our friends from Side Pockets, Shane, Bruce. Max Power is producing the show today. We are off and rolling on this Wednesday edition, Sports Daily, on your sports station, KFH.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce and Shane on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.